Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Y'all have great pulse of the city, and I really love listening to your show.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
It's Taco Tuesday!
A big day in the NFL and about the third mark for the Houston Astros. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on a Tuesday. I'll be damned, the Astros do it again. Looks like they're about to get swept by one of the best teams in baseball, and then once again, this team just wakes up, and here we are now talking about the Astros looking for a third straight win instead of a potential sweep on Sunday. What do we make of the Houston Astros one-third through the season? Because after today, that's exactly where we will be. Right now, half game out of first place. A lot of guys injured. A lot of guys coming back. What do we make of the Houston Astros 33.3% through the season after tonight?
Well, we hit that mark, right? The one that I always talk about, the first big mark is Labor Day weekend. They got through it. Actually, they showed a lot of, this is kind of a weird cliche word, but a lot of grit. They showed a lot of grit. They could have folded, probably had a chance to win all the first games, all the games, over the weekend against the Padres. That didn't happen. Then they come back and just shellack the Red Sox. Here's what I make of it. It just kind of occurred to me, I guess, Sunday. I think Zach Greinke is the MVP of this team. I really do. You need that stopper. You know, another cliche, get ready, Figgy. Your momentum is as strong as your next day's pitcher. That old cliche suits the Astros well. Greinke is a stopper. He's an ace. I think he's the most important player on the team. What's going on here today? But that's what I make of them. I mean, they're in a good spot. I'd like to see some of these guys playing better. I mean, being healthier. But they're also getting pitchers back.
A lot of times, clutch performances, they're very obvious. You see it on a playoff stage. You obviously you think about Jose Altuve's home run off Chapman. Those are a couple of the moments that come to mind. But I really think, and I know you can say it's just one of 162. I think Zach Greinke giving this team eight innings on Sunday after they lost two extra inning games with a completely depleted bullpen, him doing that and then Urquidy coming back and giving six innings. I honestly think when it comes to clutch moments, I don't know how you measure it, but this could have been a total disaster. If Zach Greinke comes out there and let's say he goes five innings and all of a sudden you got to use a bullpen that's already suspect, I think there's a snowball effect, man. I think it can tumble into the next couple of days, especially with the tough stretch that you got going on. But instead, you're sitting here, you're a half game behind the Oakland A's for first place. You're getting Urquidy back. Blake Taylor just got called up. As far as clutch performances under the radar, what Zach Greinke gave you on Sunday, I don't think it can be minimized. I think we're going to look back at this season and say that was one of the most important performances of the year. And I think Urquidy yesterday was just as impressive because we don't expect as much from Urquidy as we do Zach Greinke.
But it works both ways. Had Greinke, not done what he did, it could have slid the other way. But because he gave you that punch, he gave you eight innings, and he kind of turned things around when, you were kind of hard luck and you just couldn't find a win. I think Urquidy fed on that. I think Urquidy came back. and felt the momentum, and the Astros just continue to roll off of it.
Well, one of the big storylines heading into the season, it was the Carlos Correa contract situation. Is he worth a 10-year deal? What is Carlos Correa worth? I'll tell you what, he's dang sure, and I say this with the utmost respect, he's dang sure not Fernando Tatis Jr. That dude there, you don't get to see him very often at the Juice Box, but you got to see him, and you got to see him very, 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 very nicely starting Friday in the eighth inning with the Astros up one run and Christian Javier at the mound. Fernando Tatis showing why he is the current face of baseball.
This one is driven to deep left field for Fernando. It's up and gone. A blast to left for Tatis, his 14th of the year, and the Padres tie it up 2-2.
Now they end up winning 10-3, and then the very next day with Ryan Pressly on the mound in the ninth inning, Fernando Tatis representing the tying run. Taylor Jones trips, misses a foul ball that would have ended the game, and then there's that guy again.
And a 1-1 to Fernando. Fernando hits one in the air down the left field line. It is headed towards the pole. It is headed onto the tracks. It's a 3-run home run. History in Houston for Fernando Tatis Jr. With two outs in the ninth, the Padres have tied it up 6-6. Unbelievable.
You don't get to see to appreciate this guy very often, but my gosh, did you ever get to see him? And that is what Carlos Correa, he was, we thought at one time he could be, but he ain't that.
No,
I say that with no disrespect. There aren't many people
who
that
is?
Are that, but my,
who is that guy?
Goodness, that dude not only hits home runs, that dude pimps home runs. It was a pleasure to get to watch him, and it made it better that the Astros were able to save face on Sunday because of an under-the-radar clutch performance by Zach Greinke.
Yeah. First on Tatis, it was incredibly predictable that he was going to somehow step into and make a couple of big swings of the bat. But then Greinke, that's part of the reason why I feel like, look, there are moments that we can circle as big moments in the Astros season. Altuve at Yankee Stadium. That turned things around, and people fed off of that, and they went on a little run. Altuve again, more recently, with the
Dodgers.
Right, against the Dodgers, another big game. That kind of got them going in that series. And then they start to lose players to the IL. They start to struggle. They start to have hard luck. And Greinke steps in, and I think it was his best performance of the year, and now they're feeding off of that. It was huge.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. I do want to say this. I think Dusty Baker has made some mistakes that have cost this team games. And I want to go back to Saturday. Mm-hmm. If Taylor Jones cannot bunt with a runner on first and second in extra innings and the runner on second being the winning run, he doesn't need to be in the big leagues. And if he's capable and Dusty Baker didn't make him bunt, then that's malpractice, and that's just – total incompetence by Dusty Baker. He ends up grounding into the double play. San Diego gets out of the inning. They end up winning it in extras. That's a situation where Dusty Baker has to either get someone in that can lay down the bunt, or he needs to make Taylor Jones bunt. Because if someone like Taylor Jones cannot do that, he doesn't need to be with the big club. And if he can, that's inexcusable for Dusty Baker not to do that there.
I agree. I think it's a reflection on Dusty Baker. I also think it's a reflection on baseball. I mean, guys, the whole data thing, people talk about how boring baseball is with the strikeouts and the home runs and not a lot of balls in play and the shift and all that. We've all heard the story, right? I'm not so sure how many guys can bunt anymore, to be honest.
That's a shame.
If you can.
Especially with these extra inning rules, that's a damn shame.
Yeah, if you can, then it's on Dusty. If he's at all capable to lay down a bunt, that is on Dusty. And he's had a couple of moments here in the last few series where you kind of go, Dusty, that might have been a bad call right there.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. So the Astros, a third through the season after today, going to get Garcia on the bump against the Red Sox. Astros take game one of that series yesterday, complete annihilation. June 1st, speaking of annihilation, June 1st is usually the day when you talk about a lot of cuts being more possible. You also talk about trades being more possible. A couple of potential trades in the AFC South that we'll get into with John McClain at 10:40 when he joins us, presented by Horton Solutions. Starting with Deshaun Watson, obviously, financially, it does make more sense for the Texans to trade him as of today. And then the Julio Jones trade that everybody keeps looking at has me kind of thinking about what could have been. I want to get into that in 6 minutes, but June 1st is a big day on the NFL calendar every single year.
The clock is starting to tick right now. June 1st, it's after June 1st when you can make these deals and you can bump some of that salary cap, some of that cap money into the next season. In the case of Deshaun Watson, $16.2 million of his signing bonus gets pushed back to 22 if they trade him starting tomorrow. For a contending team, that's huge. For the Texans, it's just pretty much good business. And I think that's what they're doing. Casario is looking at the big picture, pushing that down the road, going to be able to have a better cap situation this year. And now he can get the picks as well.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. And, of course, we're going to talk to John McClain for the first time since he got pretty pissed off and had the internet going nuts. One of the most popular videos of the year. This was angry-ass John McClain ripping up the roster that the Texans were nice enough to hand him the other day. Here is angry John McClain. He's going to join us in 30 minutes. Hopefully he's in a little bit better mood.
Welcome to the Texans' first OTA that the media is allowed to attend. I've seen something today I haven't seen in my 45 years of covering the NFL. It was defensive players and not offensive players, and we weren't allowed to watch all of the OTAs like we have in the past. Let me tell you, it was so invigorating to watch a bunch of defensive players that we couldn't tell who's who. And the reason was they gave us rosters with no numbers. In my 45 years of covering the NFL in Houston, I've never been given a roster with no numbers. Why would they do that? Did they leave them out accidentally? No, they don't want us to know who the players are. There's 49 new players on this roster, so it'd be nice to have some numbers with the names and be able to see them, but they didn't do it. So, and I don't know why it's not going to do me any good to have it, so that's what I think about this roster.
That's John McClain tearing up the roster. He will join us. There will be, apparently, a change, and now you have numbers on the website, and there will be numbers on the rosters that they pass out.
He owes Figgy an apology.
He does.
He owes Figgy an apology. Figgy was enjoying the Memorial weekend last Friday, and old John McClain started a fight between Figgy and his wife.
What?
John McClain started a fight between Figgy and his wife.
Explain.
Figgy?
She was like, Figgy, why are you watching this video over and over and over again?
It was must watch. It was a rabbit hole you couldn't get out of. So what happened?
She told me to cut my phone off.
Oh well.
Get off my phone.
Hopefully he's in a little bit better.
How many times did you watch it?
Me, honestly, no lie. If I'm being 100% honest and I have to guess, I would say at least 14.
I watched it about 25 times.
Oh my god!
So I got 25 other views on that video.
Yeah, I'm responsible for 14 combined. Figgy and I are about 40 views on that video.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the internet going nuts. It was national. Everybody was reacting.
What do you think
of
the angle of the camera?
Well, I don't know. My man John.
I'm doing great, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Well, we're about to have you on again.
We'll have John McClain on in 30 minutes. Julio Jones has the NFL world going nuts, which has me thinking about what could have been with the Houston Texans. I'll explain next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
John McClain joining us in 15 minutes. Hopefully he's a little less grumpy than he was the last time we saw him on camera and he ripped up the Texans roster.
DeAndre Hopkins was traded this offseason. Did you have any sense that he was on the market? And then also, just what do you think he does for them?
No, we had no sense he was on the market. Has the ability to be explosive. It's obvious based on how many times he was targeted and the ball was thrown to him that Kyler's become very comfortable with him.
Were you surprised that he was traded?
Yeah, just like everybody else. We were all surprised. I mean, you know, here's a talented player that was in playing for a team that he had played very well for, and they traded him, and but it was a decision that was made on another team.
It's Ron Rivera last year of the Washington football team talking about DeAndre Hopkins. You heard him say straight up, we had no idea that he was going to be traded, and said he was surprised. I bring that up
right
because June 1st marks the increased likelihood that Julio Jones of the Atlanta Falcons gets traded.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy who's one of the best in the game. However, despite the fact that Julio Jones is about 4.5 years older than DeAndre Hopkins was when he was traded, the market seems to be very, very, very active when it comes to Julio Jones. You've had A.J. Brown of the Tennessee Titans pitching him. You've heard him linked to Indianapolis. You've heard him linked to Jacksonville. There's been talk about San Francisco potentially trying to make it work, the Rams. There appears to be a really large market for Julio Jones, who has durability concerns and is nearly half a decade older than DeAndre Hopkins. This just makes me kind of
mad,
angry, frustrated, however you want to describe it, because for the most part, we heard whispers, and we were talking about those whispers the day that Nuke was traded, but it was a surprise to Ron Rivera, and it was a surprise to a lot of people that DeAndre Hopkins was traded. And when you look at what the Texans got for DeAndre Hopkins, one of the worst contracts in the NFL in David Johnson and a second-round pick, it's just frustrating because I wonder what the market had been like had the Houston Texans and Bill O'Brien, like the Falcons in their new regime, made it clear that this guy's on the market, and for the right price, you can have one of the best wide receivers in the game, who, by the way, is a half decade younger and a lot more durable than the guy that we're talking about here on June 1st that's going to be moved for, at the very least, similar compensation.
At the very least, there's discussion out there, which I'm not so sure I buy it, that they've already been offered a first-round draft pick for Julio Jones. I don't know if I buy that 100%, but if they have, that's even more so why Bill O'Brien, just screwed this up. Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby, they were both in on that. And by the way, Bill O'Brien said as much. He said he didn't talk to every team. You know, he didn't really play the market, that he targeted some teams that seemed to be, teams that they could deal with. And went from there. It's asinine to think that.
And now you look at what's going on with Julio Jones. You had the internet going nuts whenever Shannon Sharp and he spoke on the phone. This was probably one of the more viral moments of the 2021 NFL offseason, courtesy of Fox Sports.
You watching Julio?
I really hope he answers here.
What's happening?
Yeah.
All right.
Julio.
Hold on. Let me put you on. Can you hear me?
I got you. This is your favorite uncle. What's going on, bro?
Man, nothing much. Got to go meet up with my brother. What's happening with you?
You want to go to the Cowboys, Julio? Or you want to stay in Atlanta?
Oh, man, no, I'm out of there, man.
Ideally, where would you like to go?
Right now, I want to win.
I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling me back. We on air, but I appreciate you calling me, dog. Okay. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, there you go. And it's the Bill O'Brien regime is it was an absolute joke. But when I mentioned this, I think it's just another sign of the Texans organization being overly paranoid and it being at the cost of making your team as good as possible. And last week, I know it's a much smaller scale. I know it doesn't matter. But when you see that they are so paranoid that they don't want Sarah Barshop and Christy Reakin to have jersey numbers, mm-hmm. I just wonder that although there is a new general manager, is this paranoia and this attempt to keep stuff close to the vest and keep stuff in-house, is this going to be something that costs the Houston Texans something significant moving forward, like making one of the worst trades in NFL history, and a few years from now, they're going to have nothing to show for trading DeAndre Hopkins?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, this business model, if you will, this strategy, philosophy, whatever you want to call it, started with, and you just have to be clear about this, Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby. Jack Easterby is still here. We're not going to pile on him right now. All I'm saying is this. This philosophy is there before Caserio got here. We have the evidence of it. You just talked about it, Hopkins, and what, you know, the way they misplayed that. So the philosophy is there. The question becomes, can Nick Caserio, you know, fight that philosophy, or is he going to fall in line with it? And are they going to be like this moving forward until further notice?
I mean, I just got to think that if the news had been out there and it had been clear, not just some Mike Lombardi comment or something like that, that DeAndre Hopkins was going to be traded. Because after the fact, they made it very clear, they being Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby, the guy wanted a new contract. We weren't going to give it to him. It wasn't going to work. He mm-hmm. was disgruntled. He didn't practice, blah, 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 blah. If they would have just publicly said, and I know people would have been pissed off here, but if they would have just publicly said, look, or put it out to Ian Rappaport, put it out to Tom Pelissero, put it out. I mean, they don't mind leaking that Jadeveon Clowney doesn't work hard. If they would have just put it out there, DeAndre Hopkins is available. Mm-hmm. Because you just heard Ron Rivera say he had no idea. And the Washington football team could use a receiver. You've got to think that they would have at the very least had the opportunity to be able to trade DeAndre Hopkins and get more than they got. Unless they're just really, really moronic, which is possible, and they thought that what they got was competent. But you got to think they would have gotten more offers. And I hear, you know, guys close to Bill O'Brien and Bill O'Brien himself say, well, you got to find someone who wants to pay him, and you got to find somebody who can give you what you want. Well, if everybody doesn't know that it's even a possibility, exactly, and everybody doesn't know for certain that he's available, then you're basically assuming something that doesn't need to be assumed. There are teams being linked to Julio Jones right now that from the outside looking in, if you look at it, you say, well, they can't afford that. They can't have the cap space. They don't have the draft compensation. But when you know for certain that someone's out there, then you try to make it work.
Right.
You try to make it work. And I just hope, and we won't know for a long time now, I just hope that Nick Caserio isn't allowing paranoia and isn't at least increasing the amount of potential suitors for, say, Deshaun Watson, to where you end up making a trade and it ends up not giving you in return something that can make your football team as good as possible when you let go of an elite asset.
I say it all the time, and Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby completely misplayed this. There are people in every NFL building whose entire job, their entire job, is to make the salary cap work. If you don't put it out there and make it a possibility that this guy is available or whatever, you don't know. You know, a team X could say, you know what, we want him, we'll make it work. If you're just like, you know, path of least resistance, yeah, you know, the Cardinals will pay him and they'll give us a, you know, David Johnson, then that's why you lose. That's how you get to the situation where the Texans are right now. If you'd have put DeAndre Hopkins out there and just said he's out there, teams would have found a way to make it work.
It's going to be
something. And you would have had better compensation.
Exactly. It's going to be something that we're going to compare this to, this DeAndre Hopkins trade to the Julio Jones trade. And in the big scheme of things, it appears that they're going to have more suitors. They have more teams trying to get Julio Jones. And if they get at least a second round pick, then I think that's equal value for what you got in DeAndre Hopkins at the very least, because I think David Johnson is actually a negative when you take back the contract. So the second round pick, when you take back David Johnson, who's
pretty much washed.
Yeah.
And you're taking back that contract. That's actually a negative. So if you get just a second round pick, I actually think you can make a case that you got more.
Yeah, that's a win.
Than what the Texans got.
Absolutely.
For DeAndre Hopkins. It's just frustrating to see, but the Julio Jones sweepstakes is alive and well. Let's talk about it with John McClain. John McClain, fresh off a paper cut from that Texans non-numerical roster. He joins us for his weekly visit presented by Horn Solutions on one of the biggest days of the NFL offseason. McClain presented by Horn Solutions next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610. Sports Radio 610. Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, we have another signing by the Houston Texans. Can't really explain this one. I think there was a shortage on running backs in their 30s around here. So the Houston Texans have signed the pride of play now. Former New England Patriot.
Really?
Rex Burkhead is being added to the Houston Texans roster.
Rex Burkhead, going to be 31 years old when training camp starts, and he's sneaky fast, I would say.
Faster than he looks, I would say.
He's faster than he looks.
For sure.
New England Patriot for 4 years. In those 4 years, he rushed for a total of 1,026 yards. You and I were talking in the break as we got this news. A little bit of a kind of a do-it-all kind of back, but, I mean, who knows how much he has left. He's good out of the backfield as a receiver, has been. But this does nothing for me. I'm telling you, it really does nothing for me. Except maybe it's a commentary on their backfield and the confidence they have in it.
I mean, he's made some big plays for the Patriots. I know that he scored the touchdown to send them to their final Super Bowl with Tom Brady, but with this backfield, with all the age in this backfield, are they going to roll four deep with Rex Burkhead, Mark Ingram, Philip Lindsay, and David Johnson?
Buddy Howell.
It just seems like an interesting move by the Texans. Joining us now, John McClain, presented by Horn Solutions. John, your reaction to Rex Burkhead being thrown in the mix of this Houston Texans backfield?
Well, I've got a story up on TexasSportsNation.com about it, and he just adds to the competition. No, they're not going to carry all four backs. I'd be surprised if they carried three. Burkhead on July 2nd will be 31. He's had a major knee surgery, had six touchdowns last season, which would look good for the Texans. But he's only started, I think, 9 games in his career. This will be his 9th season. And he, you know, he's never going to rush for a lot of yards. Last time he rushed for more than 302 was in 2016, his last year with the Bengals when he had 344. But he's with the Patriots. He's just one of those guys that was in the mix with James White, and others came and went. So I'll be surprised if he's able to beat out Philip Lindsay, David Johnson, or Mark Ingram, and one of those guys may not make it. But as David Culley and Nick Caserio always talk about, they're looking for competition, so he just added to the mix. He's the 7th running back on the roster and the 3rd new one they've added in free agency after Mark Ingram and Philip Lindsay.
Yeah, look, I know he, being Cal McNair, likes to talk about we are not Patriot South, but, I mean, this has all the markings of just a familiar face that they're bringing in and to see what sticks, right?
Yeah, and he's coming off knee surgery. He had it around December 1st or the end of November. And, there are a lot of players on this roster. And the only way I went back and looked at, I can't remember, I had to do some research, and it's amazing how many either started with the Patriots and went somewhere else, but I bet you it's close to double figures. But that's who Nick Caserio knows, because he was part of their acquisition at the Patriots. Some were on the practice squad and they left. Some were on the roster as backups, and some played pretty well at times, then didn't, or they went somewhere else for more money and didn't play as well as they had at the Patriots. And I'll say this about Rex Burkhead. I've seen him make some good plays against the Texans. But right now, if I look at this roster, he's the fourth running back behind Johnson, Ingram, and Lindsey. And I'm guessing if they're all healthy, since Philip Lindsey had put together back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons until last year when he got hurt, and he's the youngest of that group, that he'll end up starting unless David Johnson is able to keep that job.
Well, there is some good news for you, John, when it comes to Rex Burkhead.
Yeah?
What's that?
If they don't put the numbers on the roster, I don't think you'll have any problem spotting him out in the running back drills.
Yeah, well, they've already put those numbers on the roster. They made that decision the day after they didn't do it last week, so they went on. For some reason, they've been keeping all the new players, 49, on the website with no numbers. And then, of course, the rosters we had last week had no numbers, but they changed everything the next day.
You said it. We played the audio from your video on cron.com. Unprecedented. You said for some reason. Did you ever figure out what that reason might have been?
I don't know. I'll tell you why. Because there was one team that had tried that, and the Pro Football Writers of America and the NFL got involved quickly. Guess what team that was?
I'm thinking maybe the New England Patriots.
Man, go to the head of the class, John. I'm stunned Landry didn't know that.
I did not.
And so they tried it, and it was short-lived. And so that's the only thing I could think of, and not wanting, for some reason, not wanting the media to know who the new players were. And, of course, we see last year's guys, and they're wearing the same numbers as far as I could tell. But we'll have rosters this week on Thursday that have the numbers, and hopefully we won't have any issues like that. And maybe, just maybe, great research by Landry Locker that the last new starting quarterback will be made available to the media. How many has it been, Landry?
It's been 14. There's 14 potential new quarterbacks starting for teams, and we actually went through and played the voice of every single one. It took a little bit of time, but it is interesting. Tyrod Taylor hasn't even spoken to you guys yet.
No.
What is the reason for that? Like, it's not like he's someone that you need to protect. He's the consummate pro. He's mentored a lot of guys. What is the reason for that?
Just to mess with the media. And as I tell people, I've gotten a lot of emails since I did that video from people say, who cares? Well, I asked 10 people that I know or who email me a lot, and 9 of them have Texans tickets, 6 of them didn't cancel. And I asked them, what players would you like to read, hear, or watch? And every one of them but one said Davis Mills first, Tyrod Taylor second, and I can't remember, I think the other one said Shaq Lawson.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people who pay for the tickets and the suites and the club seats, you'd think they'd be putting the players out there that they're interested in because they're trying to sell all these. You know, they're not selling out. And so they should make these guys available. The only reason not to do it is to mess with the media. And that's the way the Patriots did it. And so hopefully we'll get Tyrod Taylor this week and maybe Davis Mills. The thing I don't understand about Taylor, 2018, he heard all about Baker Mayfield and the top overall pick and how long was Taylor going to be able to handle that starting job before he was replaced by Mayfield. He handled it perfectly. Then last year he goes to the Chargers. He's playing for Pep Hamilton. He's a starter. He gets all those questions about when is Justin Herbert going to take your place. He handled it perfectly. And so now, you know, he doesn't have any competition, although mm-hmm. David Culley said it's not settled. But, of course, it's settled. Tyrod Taylor is the starting quarterback. And when we get to talk to him, he'll handle it perfectly. The thing I don't understand is Davis Mills. Now, Davis Mills is going to be playing at some point this year. He's going to be going against big-time NFL defenses. He's going to be going against great players. He only started six games last season at Stanford. That's pressure. If you're worried that he can't handle the pressure of a Zoom with some Houston media, why in the world are you going to put him in an NFL game? That's pressure. This isn't pressure. If I were a team, I would want to put my players in every pressure situation I could to see how they react. So at some point, these guys will have to be made available based on NFL rules. And if we have not heard from Davis Mills, he'll be the first one that I ask for. And players have to comply or they get a letter threatening them with a $15,000 fine. The team gets threatened. And so I can't wait for that time to come so we don't have to get any more backup linebackers.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John McClain joining us, presented by Horn Solutions. June 1st, big day in the NFL. My question is this, because it would be great to duplicate what they did in New England for two decades. Obviously, like we mocked the Patriot way, but if you can take if you can take some valuable lessons from them and you can copy them and you can implement them in your system, and they are productive forms of copying, then I think a lot of people would be on board.
We do not consider ourselves the Patriot South.
But some of the stuff that the Texans do and they copy, I compare it to like following around Michael Jordan for 6 years. And after you follow him, you decide you're going to gamble every day, you're going to smoke cigars, and you're going to punch every teammate in the face. Like, it seems like they copy stuff that doesn't really matter. Like the numerical stuff and this paranoia and all that. Like, it doesn't seem like they're copying stuff that actually matters.
Patriot paranoia. And the reason the Patriots were annual Super Bowl contenders, and the fans bought every ticket, two people, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, the greatest coach and quarterback in history. Texans don't have that. So they're not going to be like the Patriots. They can do business like the Patriots did, but there's a lot of other successful organizations that don't do business that way. And if you ask anybody in the NFL, that's the most restrictive. And if that's the way they want to do it, that's fine. We can complain about it all we want. And if they win, you know, eventually maybe they'll win, but they're not winning anytime soon.
You know, and this ties in with that point and also your point about, you know, we can give the Texans a lot of publicity, if you will, for lack of a
course.
Better word. But why would they not even put the offense out there for anyone to see?
I have no idea. At a time you'd think they'd be rolling out the carpet for all the TV people and the talk show people and the Chronicle and Texas Sports Nation people. You know, they're here's rosters with no numbers. You know, I don't know who the Nimrod was that came up with that. And I'd like to say, why? What's the point? Just what is the point of something like that?
Yeah.
What is the point of, number one, they went from a website that was one of the best in the NFL, and they've scrubbed it all from department heads to a website that's one of the two worst. Guess who's the worst?
Patriots.
You got it. Man, and go to the head of the class again.
Two for two, man.
And so they had a website. If you go on their website, you don't even know what Romeo Crennel does. I think that's a slap in the face to Romeo Crennel.
Well,
yeah.
I think it's a slap in the face to a lot of people. Took a lot of pride in being on that website, from executive assistants to medical people to the training people, everybody that I had ever talked to. And the other side of the operation, they were all on there too. Now they're all gone, as if they disappeared from the organization. So their website used to be, I could go on there and click on somebody and read how many years they'd been in the organization, and it was easy to do. And now I don't. So they get less hits on their website. And so I have no idea why it's done, other than that's the way the Patriots do it.
My question is this, and a lot of people have theories. We're getting them on the text line right now. It almost feels like, to a lot of people, one, two, three, there's like 16 texts on this right now. It almost feels like Jack Easterby might be stepping back from personnel, and now all of a sudden he's kind of dabbing in, you know, how the roster and the website. Does it feel like that to you, or are these people off base?
There's two people. Nick Caserio is the general manager. Jack Easterby is executive VP of football operations. They both are from New England. And I would guess that one or both are behind that. And it makes no sense to me whatsoever at a time when you're trying to promote your organization with an ownership group that is always what I call media friendly. And that's meaning that they give us access. And if we request players, most of the time we get them. And they understand that the media is the conduit to the fans. And they've always understood that. But now, I don't know. Maybe it'll change. Maybe we'll look back and this was just a one-time thing. And Easterby's always involved in personnel. He's executive VP of football ops. So he's got a lot of things that he's involved in and everything in the organization. But it's Caserio who has the final say. So I don't know exactly who's behind it. But sometimes it's just common sense. You ask why. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you scrub your website and take out all those people? I mean, why would you give out rosters that don't have numbers? And sometimes it's just common sense.
You know, just real quick, you know the only coach that has a profile on HoustonTexans.com is David Culley. Like Lovie Smith,
yeah.
You can't click on his name and find out anything about him. Tim Kelly.
Well, they've got to fill out their forms. They get new forms every year, every coach does, and they've got to edit them if they're returning, and they got to fill out a bunch of forms, and I think they haven't done that yet, but they will.
It's just, it's weird. Like, when you walk through River Oaks or something like that, and you see a nice house, and in the front it says, armed by this security company, that makes sense. But when you walk by a rundown-ass house where they haven't mowed the yard in, like, 5 years, and there's dog crap all over the front, and there's, you know, old yellow pages just piled up, and they say, you know, security armed by so-and-so. It just seems weird. Like, the Patriot paranoia made sense because that's a River Oaks mansion. But this paranoia with this roster with 50 new guys, it just seems like you're in a rundown shack where the yard hasn't been done in 5 years, and you're paranoid about it. I don't understand this. Like, it's silly to me. And I just wish there was actual effort, like productive effort. That's all I want from this front office. I want productive effort. Like, I think it's a good job churning the bottom of the roster. But when you're putting effort into stupid stuff like this, it just makes me wonder. It just makes me wonder if the rebuild is really on the right path for the Texans to get where they say they want to get.
I just noticed somebody texted me that's listening, said, check out the Panthers, and they do theirs exactly like the Texans, just put the directors and the VPs. But anyway, All I'm saying is the Texans used to be among the best, and now they're among the worst. As far as the rebuild, that doesn't have anything to do with the website or roster numbers on the roster. That has to do with personnel and coaching. And really, this season is not going to be a good barometer. It's going to be 2022 before we see a full draft, a lot of money spent on free agents to re-sign the players. In 2022, that's when they need to make some progress where we all go, aha, that's what the plan's been.
All right, it is June 1st here on Sports Radio 610, one of the biggest days of the NFL offseason. And could it mean that the likelihood of a Deshaun Watson trade has increased? We'll talk to John McClain about that, as well as another trade that has the AFC South going nuts. More with McClain on June 1st next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.